Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I was just looking at the headlines in the Huffington Post this morning. And it said, the new normal. And it had a picture of a window with a closed sign. The business was going out of business. And, you know, we're seeing this all over. You see empty buildings. And we're seeing more people starting their own businesses. Because if there's not work out there, what do you, you know, you can create your own. A high percentage of those are being women. So it's time. I think this is calling us to get creative with how we can be sustainable and find work that we love. And today, my guest helps people do that. Sue Frederick is an intuitive and teacher who helps others find their own path to careers, love, and healing. Her work has been featured in the New York Times, CNN.com, and Real Simple and Complete Woman magazines. She's a frequent guest on radio shows and has presented workshops at the American Business Women's Association, the National Career Development Association, and the Omega Institute. Her books, I See Your Soulmate, An Intuitive Guide to Finding and Keeping Love, and I See Your Dream Job, A Career Intuitive Shows You How to Discover What You Were Put on Earth to Do, are unique guides to unlocking your own potential and realizing true happiness, and combining spiritual teachings, intuitive recognition, and professional knowledge, Sue makes it possible for anyone to recognize the career and mate that was meant for them. And you can visit her website at careerintuitive.org. So welcome, Sue, to Voices of Women.
Hi, Chris. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Great. Well, I'm in reading, I've mostly been reading, I See Your Dream Job. You, of course, start off with your story, and I would love for you to share that with the audience. You grew up with intuitive gifts, and that's always challenging, which you write about. And then how you then developed this path for yourself to help others.
Well, I grew up in New Orleans, and my mother came from a long line of intuitive Creole women, and actually one of her older sisters had even been, quote-unquote, put away because she had dreams that came true and, you know, the sense, but all of her sisters did, and she did as well. And the message that my mother gave me, which actually was exactly right for the time, I was growing up in the 50s, she said, you just better be quiet about that stuff or it'll just get you a stint in the loony bin, because back in the 50s, being psychic or intuitive was not a good thing. So that's how I grew up, and I learned to try to develop my left brain more, my logical linear thinking, and headed my career in that direction, became a journalist, a writer. And then I had a major reinvention point where I was a single mom with a 4-year-old child and a mortgage to pay, and my journalism career had crashed and burned in the crash of the dot-com world in 1999. And I just said, you know, the person who I am, who I give away to free to all my friends, is an intuitive guide. I always see the great potential in people, and I see it as visions and pictures and ideas and words and about what that person is here to do. And I've been studying and trained in numerology since the 80s, and I just said, you know, I have to bring this part of me to the world, even if I'm afraid it's not going to be accepted or won't make a living. It's who I am. And that turning point in 1999 brought me to here, and it's been a wonderful journey.
And that journey, I imagine, brought up lots of fears, because you just talked about how can I make money and, you know, be sustainable doing this. And I'm sure, you know, for a lot of us, we know that's a rocky road. How did you overcome that?
Well, you know, I work with clients now every day who are facing that exact choice, and I believe that the reason right now that businesses are going under and the economy is shifting is that we're all at a wake-up point. We're all at a place where consciousness is shifting, and we're being asked to step up to our great work, even if our great work is weird or unusual or alternative. If it's our true work, we will be successful at it no matter the state of the world and the economy. And so what you have to do is dig inside and look at your soul mission and quiet your monkey mind, your fear-based mind, with meditation. And I explain all of that in my books, until you can at least see one or two next steps that you can take. And, you know, for most people out there, the clients I work with, they either just lost a job or they're hanging on to a job that's either dying or killing them. And so they will agree that there's a training they would be willing to take even while they have that job, or there's an online course they could do or something to get their own business going. And taking those little tiny baby steps is what moves us away from the fear and the doubt into our true path and our abundance.
Yeah, even if it's a course on something that you just enjoy. It gets you out of your normal daily humdrum that, you know, we get stuck.
Exactly.
And start hating, you know, being at that workplace and feel stuck. And so even just taking a meditation class can, or read a book.
Yeah, meditation class will change their life, you know, because once we learn to quiet that left brain monkey mind, that fear-based thinking that our world is so addicted to, that's what meditation does. Once we quiet that, then we begin to hear our inner self, our divine self, our intuition, whatever you want to call it, coming from the right brain part of us, giving us our roadmap, our inner guidance. And that roadmap is always right. It always gets us to our happiness and our success, but we dismiss it constantly with the fear-based monkey mind.
So how do you tell people to quiet that monkey mind?
Well, of course, I will just say this a million times. I've been teaching people to meditate for 30 years, and if there's one step that will change your life, it's daily meditation. Because if you don't even sit, close your eyes, and begin to quiet yourself, you're never going to be able to hear that inner voice guiding you. And I believe that the Buddhists and the Hindus figured out thousands of years ago you have to repeat a sacred sound, that that's a very easy way to quiet the monkey mind. So I teach my clients to do mantra-based meditation with the Sanskrit mantra so that their mind focuses on that mantra, and then their thoughts will come running in. And usually in real life, they would jump up and respond to those thoughts. But in meditation, they observe those thoughts and then bring their focus back to the mantra. At the end of 20 minutes of refocusing the mind like that, you feel the stillness and you feel that connection to higher self.
And so for yourself, do you find that you get messages? How do they come through for you? Because sometimes everybody gets them differently.
Right, right. And I actually have learned that I even get them differently depending on the client. So, for example, back in the 70s when I was working my way through University of Missouri getting a degree in psychology, my work-study job was to work in the campus career counseling center. And people would, and this was long before I was going to claim to the world that I was intuitive, and students would come in and start talking to me about what they thought their major should be or what their career should be, and I would start instantly getting pictures and impressions of what that person is really going to be good at and would love doing, and I would direct them immediately over to the files that had those kinds of careers in them. And I remember at the time my boss telling me, Sue, you can't do it that way. You have to give them all those tests, you know. So then I'd sit down and give them the test, and we'd come up with the same result. And that's when I started to go, wow, you know, I really can do this. But I was in my early 20s, and I had other plans about having a conventional career. So it really wasn't until much later when I owned this gift that I started working directly with clients and letting it come through. And then I learned that especially I get it in the words that I hear, the pictures that I see, and in the dreams that I have the night before that before I work with the client. And I've learned to bring all of that together to help the client.
Well, that's great. Well, this is Christina. So you're listening to Voices of Women. And when we come back, we're going to explore more on this topic with Sue Frederick.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousTreePatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and today I'm talking with Sue Frederick. She's the author of I See Your Dream Job and I See Your Soulmate. We're talking a little bit more today about the dream jobs because, everybody's sort of in this boat. We're all in it together, this economy the way it is. And also just a lot of people are unhappy out there, what they're doing. And you know, I'm sure you meet so many people, Sue, who kind of gave up on their dreams when they were younger. Like,
yeah,
you kind of have those dreams when you're a teenager or college or in your 20s, and then life gets in the way. You know, you have families. I don't know, just life just happens. And we tend to go back to it when we're older And some people are lucky and do it when they're younger because they're just more on top of things, I guess. But
you know, I think that we're all required to get to our true work in our lifetime. It's the thing we come here to do, is to accomplish our soul's mission. And that doesn't mean come here to have financial security and benefits and all of that. But we get caught up in the belief that the only way that we're going to have a successful life here is to take the conventional job and the benefits and the paycheck. And that's how we'll be loved. That's how we'll find a partner. That's how we'll raise children. And I work with clients every day who have followed that path, and they're in their 40s and 50s, and they're miserable, they're broke, they've lost a job, they're divorced. In other words, not being on the right career path, doing your true work, doesn't bring you to happiness or success or any of the things we're really looking for. And people hit that reinvention point in their 40s and 50s, and then they have to go through the same process of reinventing and getting back in touch with who they knew they were back when they were younger and launching their career, but made a practical choice instead.
Right. So what's the real reason that things don't work out with the jobs and relationships?
Because we're off path. I mean, when we come in, think of it this way. If you come in with a soul's mission, and we are divine beings who drop here on purpose into a lifetime to accomplish our soul's mission. And we agree that when we get down here in this dense energy realm, we're going to remember that. We're going to remember that we're divine beings here on purpose. And then we get down here and we forget it. And we start living as if we're only physical bodies in a physical world, struggling for physical survival, making those choices very practical, very left-brained, very fear-based. And that those choices never lead us to happiness, to our greatest work, our greatest self. So we all hit reinvention points where we have a time in our lives where we can say, wait a minute, I have to make a different choice. And if we say yes to that very fearful transition that we go through and start saying yes, taking baby steps in that direction, we end up doing our soul's mission, our true work, which creates great abundance once we're doing it. And then our soulmate, our relationships, are in the flow, and love can't work when two people are off path and not happy with their own journey. Love is not the answer to that unhappiness. But once people are doing their soul's work and in alignment with their higher self, love can flow.
So that's interesting, you're connecting the two. And they're probably two most important things for people that we spend so much time with, you know, our relationships,
right.
Particularly, you know, our primary relationships and our family and our work, our career, our jobs. And
yeah.
So if we're not happy in those two areas that take up so much of our time.
Well, you spend 85% of your waking hours at a job. So think of it this way. If that job is not filling you with joy and happiness and passion and knowing you're doing your great work and meaningful work, you're going to come home depleted, drained, angry, all kinds of things. And that's going to affect your family, your children, your spouse. Or if you're single, it's the energy you're putting out as you're trying to attract a mate, and that is not positive energy. So you're basically just putting out a very negative energy that's sabotaging all the rest of your life because your job is sucking your soul dry. And that's why I say, you know, when I work with a client who's at a reinvention point and they say, my marriage is falling apart, I hate my job, and they go, I just want to focus on my job, though. And I go, but wait, they're all connected. They're all connected because we make soulmate agreements with the people who are going to be the big players in our life, whether it's the boss who fires us or the man who threatens to leave us for another woman. That's a soulmate agreement designed to wake us up, make us reinvent, and align with our higher self.
So it's really some of the things you're talking about paying attention. Cause
yeah.
To those signs.
Because
sometimes we can go on and on and on and just be miserable and not really connect the dots, like
right.
There's something going on here.
And, you know, that's when people get stuck in this very, what I call our pitiful self, and the pitiful self tells us, and we all have it, it says, life is terrible here, there's nothing I can do about it, people aren't fair. I don't get my fair shake at work. My relationship, it's not good, but it's not my fault. And we get into all of that sort of blame and anger and self-pity and negativity. That is never going to get us to the life we came to live. And so, again, as we meditate, quiet that pitiful self, that monkey mind, and start remembering our higher self and start allowing ourselves to imagine that what if we could create that life? What would be a first step? And then again, taking some form of first step action. That's the whole process there, because when we're in pitiful self, and I tell people we're all going to spend days in pitiful self. Trust me, it's just part of being human. But the trick is not to live there. And the trick is not to make your career choices from pitiful self.
And I've heard too, sometimes you can do, okay, I'm going to have a day, I'm going to have a pity party day.
Right.
I'm going to get it all out. Do it passionately and get it out in one day, and then,
exactly,
you know, it's done with.
And my pity party days are always about, I get in bed and watch Out of Africa, because that movie resonates with all of my grief and sadness, because I've lost many people I love. And so I'll get in bed and watch Out of Africa, and my daughter will go, what are you doing? Oh my God, you're in your pitiful self, you know? But you have to give yourself a little time sometimes to feel the pain. You've got to. And then once you've felt it, then you use it as your fuel for moving forward.
Well, one of the things that you use for people to find, help them find, is the numerology.
Right.
Can you explain that?
Well, you know, Pythagoras, the genius who created our number system back in 580 BC, he was also a mystic and a spiritual teacher. He started a school for enlightenment, and he said that numbers were not just about quantity. They weren't, four didn't just mean four apples. He said four also meant strong, determined, hardworking. And he created a whole system of numbers based on the spiritual meaning as well as the quantitative meaning. Now, isn't it funny that our world is so left brain and logical that we completely deleted the spiritual message of his number system? And we use his number system today, but nobody told me in algebra class that the numbers had another meaning, or I sure would have paid attention better.
So how does that work?
So what we do, numerology is very complex, and in 1979 when my husband died, I was grieving, and I was 29 years old, and a girlfriend said, I want you to go see this numerologist, she's going to help you. And I had already been to a therapist and a grief counselor, and I was just very in a lot of pain, and I said, all right, and she gifted it to me, so I couldn't say no. And I found myself sitting with a woman who, in a one-hour session, showed me my soul's mission, my soulmate agreement with my husband, why he had departed, why I was still here on Earth, all from the numbers of my date of birth. And I perked up and went, wow, I know truth when I hear it, and this is really something. I want to learn this. And in 1979, I launched on a huge journey of studying numerology. I was obsessed with it, and I did the charts of everyone I ever knew. And if I would ever go on a date with anyone, I would look at their date of birth and figure out their path. But, of course, I never thought I should make my living from it, right? I thought it was weird to do that. So I hid it. But now I use it in all of my work, and it has helped thousands of people. And all you have to do is take your date of birth and add every single digit together so that you come up with a final sum, like a double-digit number, and then you add those two to get numbers together, and you get a single digit, and that represents the energy of what you've come to do in the lifetime. And, of course, I'm simplifying it, but, for example, Chris, we talked about you adding your birthday together, and you're on the path of the Libra 3, here to create and inspire, especially with words, and to bring higher inspirational ideas to the world through your ideas, and that's exactly what you're doing. And that information is in everyone's date of birth.
So it's something that people could easily do, and you have all those characteristics in your book. I see your dream job where you can see, okay, what does the number 3 mean? What does the number 2
right.
mean? And then even taking it to, well, you're a Libra 3, you know.
Right.
So, and then there's, you still have to, I think, put your individual slant on that, because we're not, you know, probably based
right.
on, I would think, like, what are your, what are,
what are my passions? How would I create a life that embodies this
right.
in my own, using my own gifts, my own individual?
Here's how I look at the numbers. I don't consider myself a numerologist. I'm an intuitive who uses your birth path as the gateway into feeling the energy of your journey. And everybody's journey here is completely unique, has to do with their pain story for this lifetime, with the gifts that they brought into this lifetime, which are always in alignment with their birth path, by the way. And I've trained about 500 intuitive coaches around the country to use this system to help other people. And it's a very practical system. Anyone can do it, where you look at the birth path and then you meditate on that person's path and on their energy, and you get an intuitive guidance mission for them, and then you work with them and talk to them about it and hear about their pain journey of growing up, and then you bring it into the vision of their our highest fulfillment of their potential here, using their pain as fuel, and help them see that and then help them take the next steps. It's a very learnable process for anyone, and it's in all my books.
Yeah, so that's a great tool for people to, you know, you can do a lot of this self-exploration yourself, knowing what the numerology is, what those data, your date of birth and what that means, and meditating on it too.
Exactly.
So this is, Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back soon and explore more with Sue Frederick.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Sugar is getting a bad rap these days, being linked to causing diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and cancers. A big culprit is a soda we drink, which has 16 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass. Diet drinks, while low in sugar, have aspartame, which is a toxin the body breaks down into formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is used in embalming people, and it causes cancer. So instead, drink organic kombucha, K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A. It is good for you, and depending on how it is sweetened, will only have 2 to 8 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass, and is naturally carbonated, so you will get your fizzy fix. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Or go to my website, TheMichelleBondShow.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Pray like a woman. Pray.
welcome back. This is Chris Stainis and on Voices of Women, and today we're talking with Sue Frederick. And the song you just heard, Pray Like a Woman, is on our Woman of Wisdom CD that you can purchase on our website at www.womenofwisdom.org. Lots of inspirational songs from amazing women singers that have been at Woman of Wisdom over the years. So, Sue, can you please give your contact information and your website, where people can find your books and how they can connect with you if they want to talk about?
The easiest website for people to remember is SueFrederick.com. It's just my name, SueFrederick.com, and that will take them to my main website where they can learn about my books and my workshops and my trainings and everything. Every month I train intuitive coaches, and they can be a part of that, or they could do a session with me. But my books are for sale in bookstores and on Amazon, and I always tell people, Amazon is, you know, if no matter where you live, you can find my books on Amazon. Sometimes the smaller bookstores don't have them, my books, but you can always find them on Amazon. And my newest book comes out in September called Bridges to Heaven, True Stories of Loved Ones on the Other Side.
So that's something for us to look forward to in September. Mm-hmm. So, but right now today we're talking about dream jobs and soulmates and all that. So one of the things I want to talk about is that you have in your book is about raising your energy to a higher vibration and how that might help us in getting us the life that we want. So how do you help people to raise their vibration?
Well, I have a process I call EPR, energetic personal resuscitation, and I just say, you know, when you're in that pitiful self place, the negative place, when you're ready to move out of it, you can start feeling very simple things like gratitude. And everybody talks about how gratitude raises your energy. And no matter how bad your life is, you can find one thing to be grateful for. And when you focus on that, maybe it's the fact that the sun is shining, or that you have a cat sitting beside you, or that your child is happy. You can just focus on something that makes you feel gratitude, and then your energy begins to shift out of pitiful self into a higher notch on your energy continuum, and then you can keep pushing it up there with things like humor. I love humor as a way to raise our energy. I think when we're laughing with that big open-hearted laugh that we all have together, that we are, again, embracing our higher self, remembering that we're divine beings and this whole life down here is absurd and crazy, and we can laugh about it when we step back from it. And that laughter, again, raises our energy. And my other quick fix is sweetness. For example, if we're arguing with a spouse or someone, a teenage child, if we can find our authentic inner sweet nature, which is how we all come in here. We all come in as babies with beautiful, authentic, sweet energy, and then we start covering it up as we grow up. But once we get back in touch with that and share that with others, it ends conflict. Conflict is when two people are not revealing their authentic self to each other, not revealing that divine sweetness. And so those little shifts of energy begin to change your life. And here's the thing to remember, if you want a better career, if you want a better relationship, if you want a better life, you're not going to get it when you're functioning from your pitiful self. And you're the only person who can change that pitiful self. And you can do it with these little energy shifts that begin to get you into a higher place of energy, which is where you can then begin to manifest your baby steps, your next steps, your change, and make your life better.
Well, and you give lots of exercises and meditations in the book, but I was wondering if you might share an exercise here that would help people that get stuck, because we can get stuck in those places.
I know. Well, two of my favorites are my $5 million question. Everybody who hates their job and feels trapped can say, I say to them right now, if I gave you $5 million right now, but the universe said you could only keep it to find your true work and do your true work, your great work, then what would you do? How would you change your life? And your answer to that question, write down your thoughts, your ideas, your dreams, begins to help you remember your soul's mission and who you really are. And everyone can spend 5 minutes answering that question and writing down their thoughts, and it will really help them begin to remember who they are. And then my other one that I always work with my clients with this one, if they're grieving, whether they're grieving loss of a career, loss of a relationship, loss of a loved one, is my Break Your Heart Wide Open meditation. And in that one, you sit down, and again, you quiet your monkey mind with mantra, repeating that mantra, and then at the end of 20 minutes, when you feel the shift into your higher self, you put your hand palm facing up in front of your heart chakra, and ask to feel the pain that is in your heart weighing you down. Ask to feel it. And if you're moved to cry, then cry it out. And as you do that, take your palm, move it away from your heart chakra, and offer it up to the divine beings to transfer into love, transform into love. And as you do that little exercise, even moving your hand away from you and up to the divine guides, you will feel this pain that's been weighing you down begin to energetically move away from you, so that you can then begin to heal and raise your energy and begin to see your next step.
Yeah, and in a lot of aspects, it's all about the energy, because that what you're talking about, the pain, mm-hmm. love, all that is energy.
Absolutely.
And if it's not, you know, of our divine pure nature, it's in us, it's not, it's weighing us down.
Right.
So what you're having people do is release it, let go of what's not you any longer.
Right.
And sometimes that means identifying. So even while you're sitting there with that pain, you have to identify it. And some people are afraid to do that. They don't want to go back. It was so painful before, but it's still in there.
What's so interesting, Chris, is that I have found that the most evolved people here on planet Earth, the very old souls, have been through so much pain because of their awareness, because of their sensitivity, their intuition, their higher consciousness. They have been so beaten up by this world and disappointed by this world that those are the ones often in the most pain and who are most stuck. And they don't want to feel that pain again and release it. And if I can get them to meditate and feel it and release it, they can begin to own their great spirit again and begin to move forward. It's the less conscious people of the world who are not as evolved who get through life easier, because they're not asking the big questions. They're not looking for the meaning. They're just sort of getting by, surviving. But the people who are here asking, what is happening here? Why am I here? What is the purpose of suffering? What happens when we die? Really wanting to know all of that. They are highly evolved beings, and they are often disappointed with the lower consciousness in our world.
Well, and isn't it for us to be, as we raise our vibration and raise our awareness, won't that follow with others?
With helping others, yes. I mean, that's the point of all of our soul's journey, is that we move through our pain, we remember our divine higher self, we begin to do our great work. And our great work is always offering to others what we wish had been offered to us in our moment of greatest pain. So whatever pain we finally move through and understand, we then incorporate that into our great work of helping others.
Yeah, it's kind of like just that movie, Paying It Forward, just came to mind.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's there's so much. It's what we're called here to do. I think particularly at this time, I had Jean Houston on a couple of weeks ago, and she said, you know, what better time to live? You know,
it
is an exciting time. It can be a very creative time.
Yep.
We're just going through something at Woman of Wisdom, and where we got flat broke right after conference paying all our bills. But, it's like, I'm not even worried about it. I'm not going to go into fear.
Right.
Because you can just go there and you get in a treadmill of fear.
Yeah.
And I find it's a very creative time.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're not allowed to hide out right now, Chris. And when we're doing our work and we get to a place where the money isn't flowing, then the question to ask is, okay, what's my higher awareness that I could bring into this work now to kick it up a notch even, to have it help people even more? And as I do that, again, the money will begin to flow because I'm in alignment with my mission, et cetera. But we're, none of us are allowed any longer here to take that job that we don't have to think about, worry about, we're provided for forever. That has changed. That went away a long time ago. And the problem is many people are still stuck in the belief that they're going to find that job, that they're going to hide out in and live happily ever after and be provided for and not have to be their true self in the world. That paradigm has long gone.
Yeah, it doesn't work anymore. Yeah, so it always goes back to what is our true nature? What is it we were tapping into? You know, we come in here, they call it a veil of forgetfulness, that we forget when we come in, when we're born, what our purpose, our soul's purpose is. And so we spend the first half of our life trying to figure that out.
Yep.
Except and then that, when we become aware of it, then it's like, then how do I do it?
Right. But except that nowadays there are so many old souls incarnating here who are figuring it out in their 20s. It's just amazing. I work with a lot of clients in their 20s who I say to them, oh, my God, if I had known what you know in my 20s, I would have had a completely different life.
Oh, that's true. Well, we're going to have this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and we'll come back and talk more with Sue Frederick.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio and then all of a sudden their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're going to talk more with Sue Frederick. And let's talk about your other book, which is your newest, your more recent one, I See Your Soulmate. You know, and we were just talking about that at the break, that it relates. It all relates, because it's all about your soul's journey and your soul's purpose.
And think of it this way. Before we drop into the lifetime, we make soulmate agreements. And we say, and we have this posse of souls who we are incarnating into many lifetimes with, playing many different roles with, father, daughter, sister, brother, lover. And so we say, okay, in this lifetime, we are going to help each other remember our higher divine selves, whether that happens through pain or love or joy. That's our job, is to help each other wake up. That's what love is. And so when we get down there, we'll recognize each other, we'll fall in love, we'll have immediate recognition, and then the task will be to constantly keep guiding each other to step up to our higher self, the next level of our true soul mission. And if we forget to do that, the gig is off and love won't flow.
So, and then what do you do? I mean, you either have this crossroads and you work
right
through it.
Well, there's many reinvention points in relationship, just as there are in individual journeys. And when you look at your 9-year cycles that Pythagoras lays out that are in my book, it'll also help you understand when that reinvention point is going to happen, so that you know, hey, this is the year to sit down with my partner and really talk about the big issues again. You know, who are we? Where are we going? Why are we together? What is our agreement? How can I help you live up to your highest self? How can you help me live up to our highest self? And begin to have those discussions again. Because even if your husband is unhappy at work, even if you're doing your great work, it's going to cause problems, because he might be feeling envious of you, or he might be feeling unhappy with himself, or something like that, and it separates you intuitively. So one of the fun things to do is actually to sit down with your partner, if you can, get your partner to meditate with you, and as you're quieting your minds together, sitting in meditation, try to feel your partner's journey. Put yourself into their life, their story. Imagine their journey. Ask your partner to do the same for you. If you know their birth path, you can even put your hand on their birth path and feel it. And at the end of the meditation, say, this is what I learned and felt and thought about in my meditation on your journey. And those kinds of conversations are so healing and so helpful.
Yeah, it's about communicating.
And, you know, the thing is, love is not what the movies tell us. It's not here. We're not here to just live happily ever after and you know, win the contest and drive off into happy land. It's all a journey, and we're all here helping each other wake up. And remember, it's all a divine unfolding. And if you have a partner who's willing to look at it with you that way, you are very blessed, and you are with your soulmate.
Well, and for those who are single?
Ah, well, the most important thing for people who are single is that they get very clear on their mission, that they find their great work, that they meditate and connect to their higher self, so that the minute they're living true to that, it's like sending up a beacon of light so that your soulmate can find you. If you're not on your true path doing your great work, you're attracting the wrong kind of partner, partners who don't honor you for who you really are, for your higher self. And you know if that's true, and you know if that's happening. But if you aren't living true to your higher self, how can you expect a partner to step in and embrace that part of you? So that's the part of you that has to come out of the closet and be who you are in the world, so that your true soulmate can support that.
Yeah, then it's about where are you putting your energies? Is it for your path, your life, or you're just going out there seeking love because you want to be fulfilled and in that way. You want to, you know, that image of being in love versus what's your path. Like, yeah, you know,
that is
where your focus is, where you're putting your focus.
I mean, it's such a myth, though, because if anyone goes out in the world and looks for love and they haven't found their own way yet, their own path, the love they find is not going to be the love they're actually looking for. And so if they can love themselves enough to get true on who they are and line up with their soul mission, then they are going to find that love that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's doing that inner work and staying on track with that versus what's out there in the external and looking out there for it.
Absolutely. In fact,
and it'll reflect when you're on your path.
And when people spend all their time out doing online dating or searching in bars for a partner, they're not going to find what they're looking for, because that's not how to live to your higher self. And to live to your higher self is to find your great work. Begin to do it with all your heart and soul. Go after it passionately. Make it successful. Love yourself for being a divine being who came here on purpose. And know that there is a soulmate who will see that in you and love you for that, and don't settle for anything less.
Well, and even if you're not in a partnership yet, I think it's important, I wanted to say this earlier in doing this work, to find, be surrounded by people who are supportive for what you want to do and what your path is. To, if you got the naysayers in your life, you know,
you got to dump them.
Yes, they aren't serving you.
That's right. And you know, the thing is, those relationships will come back to you when you're doing your great work. I really learned this in my own journey, is that when I hung my shingle as a career intuitive in 1999, you know, half of my friendships walked away and half of my family walked away, my family of origin. And now they're all my greatest fans. They come to my book signings. They tell me they love my books. Even my southern family, my brothers and everybody, they all now are very big fans of my work. But I had to get on my own path before they could come around to support me on it.
Yes. And yeah. It's just a message of, you know, if you're doing what you love, it'll work out, and it's moving through that fear, because it's the fear that stops us. Well, this is Chris Stainas. Thank you for being here today, Sue. It was great to talk with you.
Great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Yes, and I invite everybody to go to her website at suefrederick.com. Check out her books, I See Your Soulmate and I See Your Dream Job. So I want to leave everyone with this thought today. What do you dream of doing? What steps can you take to make them a reality? And what's stopping you? So I want to invite you to sign up for the Woman of Wisdom newsletter to find out about our monthly events and everything that's going on. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. And we're looking for writers to do some columns in our newsletter. So you can email wow@womenofwisdom.org if you're interested in that. And we're still in our financial campaign for the education survey in Washington State. We are really close to getting the $2,500 level of the grant. We have less than 50 surveys left to do, and the deadline's April 28th. And you can find that link to that on our website at womanofwisdom.org. So this is Chris Stainas. I'm the founder of Woman of Wisdom and author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And I encourage you to take a look at my book. It's available on Amazon. It's available on our website at womanofwisdom.org. And it's a great inspirational gift for if you have someone in your life who needs some inspiration from great feminine authors and empowering women, please check the book out. So next week, I'll be interviewing Lori Watson, who is the author of Wanting Sex Again. So again, this is Chris Stainas, Voices of Women. I'm so glad you were with me this hour, and I hope everyone has a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainas. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainas.
Thank you. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.